Because they will never see the dick.
Of what?
I was making a joke about the Yin Yang Twins song.
I don't know what that is.
You never heard the Whisper song?
No. Is that like an offshoot of the Wu-Tang Clan?
No. You've literally never heard the Whisper song?
No.
Or the...
Hey, bitch, where do you see my dick?
No.
What? Wow.
I don't... The Yin Yang Twins?
I'm aware of them.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't one of them have long hair or something?
Yeah, they both do.
They both do.
I think I've seen pictures of them.
And one of them has a baby arm.
What?
He has a baby arm.
Like in real life?
Yeah, like in real life. He has a little baby arm.
I got to Google this real quick before we go live.
You got one. I'm Googling it, too. Their arms are not in any of these pictures. His arms are behind his back.
They purposely hide it.
Yep. Yeah, they
in
yeah,
every
all
picture,
the time.
His arms are behind his back.
Yeah, I think a lot of them, they always do that, where they always try to hide the other
arm. His arms are in this photo. I don't see a baby arm. Or is it photoshopped?
Hater's going to say it's photoshopped, bro. One of those motherfuckers has a baby arm.
Let me add baby arm to the search. And autofilled.
Hey.
Sup?
Sup?
Yo, dog.
Sup, dude.
Sup, man?
Sup, bruh.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, wow. Well, you guys are no fun. Episode 74. I'm Charles.
I'm Lorenzo.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
We are the Yin Yang Twins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Collectively.
I had a joke there, but I didn't want to spoil the fucking movie.
What? The Yin Yang Twins the movie?
No, not the Yin Yang Twins movie. Avengers.
Yin Yang Twins connect. Form of?
One normal person. One functional human.
Jesus Christ.
One fully formed person.
10 fingers. 10 toes. All action.
Aw, you guys.
Oh,
body
man.
Shame those freaks. That's awful.
I thought I was going to fall.
Oh, man.
They didn't choose to be cripples.
Well, but no one ever really does.
No.
I mean, except for those weirdos that, like, cut their own penises and balls off and stuff.
Oh, the Nullos?
Nullos, bro.
Yeah.
They chose that.
Oh.
That's funny.
Hey, if
weird,
you're
man.
Watching us live right now, SpaceX is about, they're live streaming a launch, so go watch that instead.
Go watch,
no,
go watch that.
Do
actually,
yourself
no.
a favor.
Go to the chat of that and then tell people to watch this instead.
I'm going
to
do that right now. Not really.
Isn't that thing like always up saying, hey, SpaceX is live, about to do this launch? I always see it on YouTube.
They're always just like, get in here, watch. And you're like, it's just a guy sweeping next to
right.
a rocket. Like, is it actually going to take off? Like, yeah, we'll get around to it eventually.
It's Elon Musk smoking a joint.
Yeah, we're gonna,
why am I watching this?
We're not doing the rocket this week. We're shooting another car into space.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, fuck it. Anyways, this is episode 74.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool. said in there.
Yeah.
You said it.
Did you? I don't remember if you said that or not. I wasn't paying attention.
God damn it.
I forgot you were here.
Wow.
I mean, it has been a while.
It has been a while.
It's been a while.
Oh, I'm logged in as Chester Sky Reviews.
What?
Which,
you
by the way,
heard of this.
Is my new favorite YouTube channel. I see you got a few more up.
What?
Oh, you haven't seen them.
Yeah, treat me like I haven't been around for 5 years.
You gotta see these.
They're really good. It's the new internet sensation.
Okay.
It's gonna go viral.
Yeah it is.
It really is.
Okay.
It's so. That good. Yeah, I showed it to Dan this morning. He loved it.
Oh, good. That's nice to hear.
Why is he panting? Like, I don't know. It's really good.
He thought he would add some drama to the actual Sky review.
Okay.
There's
if you
no
can guess what it is, I mean.
There's no explanation.
Man, it sounds like he's reviewing Skyrim. That's what it sounds like.
Nope.
Man, I don't know where this is going. I'm sorry.
You'll just have to watch it. Just go to YouTube and search Chester's Sky Reviews.
Okay. I'm going to watch it, and then I'm going to have my own channel, the Charles's Sky Review.
Ooh, you can do reactions.
Yeah,
reactions.
Videos doing the sky.
That's funny. Yeah.
That's funny stuff.
Fucking printing money over here, guys.
Charles, what you been up to, man?
Oh, man. Just fucking chilling. Rearranging life and shit.
Yeah. Rearranging life.
Yeah. Watching a bunch of movies.
That's not rearranging life. That's just watching movies. That's what normal people do.
No, I did that after the rearranging.
Oh.
You could do both at the same time.
Would you get a new couch or something?
No.
I don't know what rearranging life means. Did you get like new shoes?
Really interviewing for a new job.
Yeah.
Got a new job possibly
coming up. Yeah.
That's cool. That hooked me up.
Interviewing for a new relationship.
Oh, I mean, no. You don't interview for a new relationship. You take applications.
Again, hook me up. I'm so lonely.
I'm so lonely.
Nah, man, I'm good. I'm real good.
Yeah.
No, let's get into that.
I keep looking at dogs.
Aww.
Actually, my girlfriend tried to find you a dog.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want a puppy.
No,
girlfriend should try to find me a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, who's to say those aren't the same thing?
I can get a dog that could be your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Get a girlfriend who doesn't mind wearing a leash and wearing business.
Whoa.
I mean, that's the only kind of girlfriend.
In fact, I could probably find you that easier than anything else.
That's the only woman I'm interested in.
A couple text messages, we can get you right tonight, buddy.
Girl that doesn't mind wearing a leash and having her nose rubbed in it.
All right.
Look what you did. Look what you did.
Now go make dinner.
Oh man.
You play games, watch movies, with all kinds. I mean, it's been
popular
forever.
Among women.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, we did have one of you right here.
Game-wise, I've been playing The Division 2.
You and everybody else.
Yeah.
And by everybody else, I mean him.
How is it?
Oh, it's a lot of fucking fun.
It is.
Man.
I do like it. What level are you?
I'm gear score 504.
Pussy.
What's the cap? Is there a cap?
I don't know. Yeah,
it's supposed to be 500, but you can cheese your way over it.
511. If you max everything out, I'm at 510.
Okay.
So it just depends on like what you get, because you have to like re-gear everything.
Yeah.
Crafting.
It's fucking nerdy, dude.
Good. I love crafting.
Who's the viewer in it?
It's super
I don't know.
Nerdy.
Probably a Russian hacker.
Yes. All right.
But it's fun, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the stuff, and I like that they keep coming out with new shit.
Yeah.
Like, when is the new raid supposed to be coming out?
Who knows?
I think it's like next week or the week after, something like
that. Yeah. I know the patch is in the final testing phase.
Yeah.
But playing that, playing Destiny as usual, although less of that these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Avengers?
Yeah, man.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Was it satisfying? Did it did it come to a logical conclusion?
Did it
come to a place where you're like, I'm okay with this ending this way?
Yes.
This Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Well, it's not over.
Well, I mean, just that
one
portion
movie
of
left,
it,
right?
Phase 4? Is over?
Phase 3.
Phase 3 is over.
Yeah, no.
Not
the... That's the Spider-Man movie ends, right?
Technically, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. It was really good. Like, it's,
And there's another Guardians movie coming out, right?
Yeah, that's further on down the line.
Okay.
Black Panther 2 is in the works.
And that's still in this phase?
No.
Or Spider-Man phase. And then...
Spider-Man
is the
official
end
of Phase 3.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
And then you can go out and buy the 22 DVDs. In a box set.
Yeah. I feel bad for somebody who's actually going to buy that. That's going to be so fucking
That's
the Infinity Collection?
Yeah. I have the first two phases, like the box sets for those.
My headphones just
cut
off.
Those motherfuckers were expensive as shit. Son.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. I can only imagine having all 22 of them
I don't
in
need
one
them.
Thing.
Right?
Like, all right, that's
it's fine.
$300.
Right. Just go ahead and break us off with a good $450 right now.
Like,
I'm going to need about
$450. I'm good. That's crazy, though.
Me and Chester having a moment over here.
I noticed.
His headphones stopped working.
All right.
I'm just. Oh, well.
That's it. Well,
that's fine.
Well, all right.
That's enough.
In the fucking show.
Yeah.
We're done here.
I'm just going to say they're working now and we'll move on.
You just have them on.
I'm just staring at him in the eyes, just like, tap.
Yeah. Lorenzo, you've been up
to? It's getting real creepy.
I didn't mean to move. Are you done?
No, I'm good.
You good? Lorenzo, anything new?
Well, I was going to ask you. You watched Game of Thrones, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think?
Oh, fucking amazing, dude.
That was a pretty good episode. I loved that episode. That last
it wasn't too dark?
No.
A lot of people were complaining that it was too dark. I don't understand.
Like, fix your goddamn TVs.
The cameras, yeah.
I didn't have an issue. Did you have an issue with that?
I was in a dark room.
There you go.
Yeah.
Turn your fucking lights off.
I thought it looked fine. It turns out there's no streetlights in Winterfell.
Right.
It was at night, lit by, like, a burning castle.
It's the night game.
They figured, we can't really work in a giant crane with a fucking floodlight here.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Before the battle starts, do you guys mind turning on some of these street lights?
Can we wait for the sun to come up?
Yeah, it's dark.
Hey, Night King. My mom said I gotta go inside. It's dark.
Night is dark and full of terrors.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need you to come back in the morning.
Yeah, bro. Sorry, man. I gotta go eat dinner.
Yeah. Can we just time out? Let's go inside. We'll hang out together and we'll reconvene in the morning.
Yeah, Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go inside, we'll eat some dinner, I'll fucking whoop your ass over a game of Blitz, and let's call it a day.
Yeah, we'll all get just a full night's rest, and then we'll wake up refreshed and kill each other.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I like that.
Yeah.
I would enjoy that.
Bed and beheading.
There you go.
I prefer just bed and head. I mean, but whatever you want to do.
I mean, you can still do that.
Okay, Lorenzo?
Tell me about your life.
Anything new in your life?
No. Just cool. Play Ryan? Video games. That's about it. Video games. What about you, Ryan?
Are you still playing Division 2?
Yeah. And there's nothing really else. I was going to restart God of War.
With the new game plus?
I just haven't gotten into it yet. I'll eventually do it, though. Because I really do want to beat it again with all the new shit. Because you said there's some new armor pieces and everything.
It's like... there's some new stuff, like there's a COD of War set for some reason. There's
it's a running joke.
Yeah.
There's some new pieces that are named after Zeus and Ares.
Don't you get that when you beat the game on easy or something? You get the God of War, is that God of War 2?
No, the first one.
Is that the first game?
Yeah, I think you had to beat it on hard, actually.
No, it couldn't have been, because I got it. That can't be right, though.
And I was just... You know, in Helheim, you go to Helheim and you have to kill, the Guardian.
Uh-huh.
I just realized today that he has a loincloth made of corpses.
Oh, really?
There's just some dead bodies tied to his waist.
Right.
Yeah. Smooth. That was pretty cool.
Oh, Ryan. What is Ryan up to? Playing Assassin's Creed still? Gosh, it's too much.
Which Assassin's Creed?
Odyssey, bro. It really is an Odyssey. It's a good one. It is a lot, man. I don't think I played a story mission in 20 hours.
Jesus Christ.
There is so much shit to do. It's fucking awesome.
So many animals to kill.
I went and watched Slayer last night. You can tell from my voice, my sexy voice.
I'm sorry, I don't know that band.
Yelling at a bunch of people up on a stage who couldn't hear me at all because there were other people there yelling.
Who Slayers?
Music instruments.
I don't know. They probably picked your voice
that guy.
Out.
That guy is really excited about this. It was really, really good. It was the first show, so they didn't sound old yet.
Oh.
Yeah, last time I went and saw them, they were in the middle of their tour, and they were just
worn out.
Rain and blood. Last rain in sky. You guys have heard this song before. Sing it yourselves.
Rain and blood.
So, have you heard that?
What?
Someone did a Raining Blood cover to the tune of Country Roads.
Oh.
By John Denver. It works perfect.
It does.
For me, I thought you were going Purple Rain.
It's beautiful.
He's a really good singer, too. We'll show you Chester Sky reviews.
I'm really curious. How was sitting down the whole concert?
We didn't sit down the whole time. We're just in between. You know, you stand up when the band's on. Yeah, we had VIP, box tickets.
Oh.
And I didn't even know they had that shit out there at Auction Pavilion.
Yeah, they do.
We had, padded chairs. There was a button to call a server over to bring you drinks.
What?
I spent $150 on beer last night.
okay.
But I mean, it's a concert venue.
Beer was it?
Coors Light.
God damn it.
Yeah. It's totally worth it, though.
I feel like for $150, you could have bought Coors Light, period.
I could have got an entire keg of beer with deposit for $150.
And gotten change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I mean, it's the farewell tour. I hope they're doing a farewell tour like Ozzy for the next 20 years.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, that dude's... Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's been retiring forever. I got a new leather vest.
Yeah, I'll
let you guys try it on later.
Oh, was that yours?
We'll take pictures.
I thought maybe that was Dan's and he was riding on the back of your motorcycle with you.
No, he can wear my other one because he's much smaller than me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
To get that thing, one. I can't close it. I'm too fat for it. So, whatever.
You don't close your battle jacket.
What do you do when you're on the motorcycle?
Ah, you let it flap behind you.
Like, oh, I do now because I'm too fat.
Like a skin tag.
It seriously looks it looks ridiculous. It's just like this little tiny thing I'm wearing. I look like one of those. I look like one of those dancing jacket. Monkeys that like steal money from people while the guy's playing a music box.
Like a poo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, they're like a poo.
You like the little dude from Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
That hits.
Chester, tell me about your life. And the phenomenon that is Chester Sky Reviews.
Replaying God of War on New Game Plus mode.
That's something I wanted to mention, too. What? Is after I'm done with Assassin's Creed, we should replay Borderlands 2 before Borderlands 3 comes out.
Okay.
Nah, don't do that.
Good refresher. I think it'd be fun.
Okay. I'm down for that.
Okay.
Just do the DLC. Just do that one.
We started the D&D one.
The D&D one was fun. We never finished it, did
no.
we?
No.
You've never finished that?
That's the best one.
Actually pretty good.
There was a lot of stuff going on.
Maybe we could pick up
I really like that one, man. That. That was probably
kind of the only good one.
Yeah, I know.
I'm watching AP Bio on Hulu.
That's funny, dude.
I love it.
I do like that show.
It's like Dennis from Always Sunny, Glenn Howerton.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's the same character. He's just a total sociopath. He got fired from a university job, and so he went back to his hometown in Toledo, Ohio, and he's teaching AP Bio at a high school, except he just refuses to teach them anything. And all they do is spend time like plotting revenge against the guy who like took his job. And trying to get him laid. So
what the fuck?
It's just all these overachievers.
So it's School of Rock.
It's similar.
Yeah, similar
vein. It's pretty damn funny. I do miss the ensemble. Like without the gang, it's not as funny, but it's still pretty funny.
All right.
I'm enjoying that. So I've been watching that while I play God of War.
Oh, I also started that. What was I talking about on Facebook? True Detective.
Oh yeah.
That takes place in Louisiana and nobody sweats.
Yeah. I've seen one clip of that show a number of times.
I'm pretty sure I know which one it was.
What is that actress's name? She is
Alexandra Daddario.
Yes. Yep. Oh, she is beautiful.
She's got them bangs.
Yeah, you get to see her naked in the show.
Crazy witch eyes, and I love
that. That's the. Yeah, he's talking. Like, mm-hmm. Seen that multiple times.
Full frontal nudity.
The only thing I recognize her from is, do you want to see a dead body?
Yeah.
I'm like, who is this chick? I know I've seen her before. Like, oh.
Oh, see. We had a weirder moment because I remember from the Percy Jackson movies.
Yep.
Was she a teenager?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, wait. She was also in Baywatch, which I didn't finish.
Yeah, she was in that.
I did not watch that.
Yeah, it was so bad I couldn't even finish it on a plane. Like, there's nowhere to go.
Wow, that's impressive. That's fucking impressive.
Like, there's nothing else for me to do, and I'm like, I can't even finish this garbage shit.
It's not even plane appropriate.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, it was not a good movie.
That's
when the dude gets his dick stuck in the table, that was funny, and that was it. Everything else is terrible about that movie.
You can watch the extended one.
They does he get his dick stuck in a table twice?
Yeah.
Because then I'll watch it.
They put one of those extensions in the table.
Ooh. And slam it closed on his dick?
The extended
version. The extended version. Just for that, I want to hand out bad beers.
Let's do that.
All right. I think we got some really good ones in here this week.
Yeah?
Yeah. Handpicked for everyone. I kind of want to give this one to myself.
I remember buying that
because
one.
I hate tequila. So what? I'm going to give this one to myself. Yeah, I fucking hate tequila.
Fucking
no,
best.
It is disgusting.
I like tequila.
It tastes like cheap whiskey mixed with vinegar.
What?
Yep.
You're doing it wrong, man.
Oh boy, there's another goes.
Yeah, and I think this one's yours.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you're going to like that.
That's fun. That's got an exciting name.
Oh yeah, this looks real bad. And, Charles, you know which one you're getting.
You son of a fucking bitch.
We've done that one before.
I know. I feel like we've done it, too. But he doesn't remember doing it at all.
Definitely done it.
He doesn't remember it at all.
You don't remember doing it?
Nah, man. Fuck.
I feel like we've done that one twice. All right, we'll do it again.
We'll do it again because he doesn't remember it, and he loves watermelons. Favorite flavor.
And he brought two more bad beers for yourself.
I just had empty slots in
some
here.
Coors Lights.
All right.
Gotta fill them empty slots.
Charles, we'll start with you since you opened the show.
Gotta fill them empty slots.
So I have Bump and Rind Watermelon Kolsch.
I don't see nothing wrong. By the way, within context, yeah. So back
is that R. Kelly?
Yeah, so sweet. Originally when the song came out, people were just like, oh, this song's just about like, hey, girl, we can, you know, just get down on the down low. We don't got to make a big deal about it. We'll just get down. But now that we know what we know, it's probably like, I don't see anything wrong with banging a teenager. Right. And I don't know what's wrong with you people.
You know, we should have been tipped off. The song just a number. Literally starts with him saying, my mind is telling me no.
Yeah.
But my body's telling me
yes. Exactly. Right. It's like going back and listening to Judas Priest. You're like, wow, this dude is super gay.
Yeah.
No one caught it at the time. And then you go back and listen to that shit and you're just like, ooh.
Yeah, you're like,
he was trying to tell us the whole time.
The signs were there.
We just couldn't read them. Charles almost spit that beer on me. Yeah, you just letting that stew in your mouth.
Oh, man. Jesus.
Poor R. Kelly is a victim of the system.
Oh, for the record, this is a pretty fucking bad beer.
All right.
Like,
well, that's good.
It tastes like sour milk.
Ew.
Sour milk?
Yeah, this is...
I don't know that I've ever had sour milk.
That's... I have.
You've never had sour milk?
That's
smelled
great,
sour milk.
Bump and rind.
Like buttermilk?
No.
No.
See, buttermilk is...
Buttermilk's disgusting.
Buttermilk is sour milk that got so sour that it turned around and actually turned itself into something useful.
Wow.
It's like halfway to cheese.
It smells... Yeah, this smells cheesy. Real cheesy.
Ah, that's gross.
That's bad, dude.
That's a quarter of the way to cheese.
Holy shit.
This doesn't taste like watermelon at all. Wait, there it is.
It tastes like somebody tried to make their own ranch and just fucked up.
It's closer to watermelon rind than it is to actual watermelon.
Yeah.
It's right there in the name. We should have known from the beginning.
it's on brand.
It's like someone filtered sour milk through a piece of watermelon.
Yeah, how you fill a watermelon up with like Everclear.
It's
but sour milk.
They filled it with good milk, and then they left it in the sun too long.
So it's like they tried to make Hairy Buffalo, but they made it with fight milk instead.
I don't want
to
drink this.
it's got real crow in it, Chester.
It's
it's made with bits of real crow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so pretty, you know it's good.
Yeah, that's really gross. Who makes that one?
Four of us are here, so
It's not as sour as I expected.
No, but it's not like
it's
sour.
Kolsch, so it's not going to be sour.
It's not sour like...
Oh, it's a Kolsch? I thought it was a Ghost.
Like a sour, but okay. It's sour like sour milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that went bad.
Yeah. Milk's gone bad.
Who makes that one again?
Boulder Beer Company.
Boulder.
And they're
when good milks go bad.
Blah, what do you got there? Lorenzo,
I am not happy about this.
I'm not happy about it either. That's why I gave it to you.
I'll fucking trade you, bro.
Sounds disgusting. Blackberry lemon sour ale.
Blackberry and lemon.
That sounds like something I would actually drink
together
on
at last. Together.
two flavors separated by so long.
It's by Upslope Reunited Brewing Company, and I can never get that out of my head.
Ebony and
no, when we were talking about it, what was that? The Thai one? I can't remember.
Thai beer? Because we said slope? What are you talking about? You're a racist, Lorenzo.
Jesus Christ.
Did you guys just come back to the conversation?
Yes.
This man pulled out the knuckleball of fucking racism. Holy shit.
It's sour, but it's not as bad as that. I can drink that.
Holy fuck.
No, we had something from the Upslope thing.
Oh, man.
And it was like Thai something or other. And for some odd reason, he threw that right in there. He's like, oh, it says it right there in the name, Slope. Ooh. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow.
You guys are weird.
Wow.
It tastes like Windex. I imagine that's what Windex tastes like.
But it's nowhere near as bad.
It tastes like Windex smells.
Okay. Okay. Terrible. I can dig that.
Well, it doesn't smell like Windex.
Well, get ready to have your mind blown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's gross.
I feel like I could lick a mirror clean right now.
Oh, wait. They have...
Here, clean my glasses.
Whoa. It does have a Windex aftertaste.
Yeah.
Did any of you read the ingredients?
Is the first one Windex?
On beer? No. Ingredients. Snow melt.
Shut the fuck. What? Get the fuck out of here.
Wait.
That's so fucking pretentious.
Yeah. I think we broke.
You take that shit in the bathroom and you dump it out.
How do you put that on your label?
That fucking beer doesn't even deserve to be hate drink.
Wait, it gets better. So you have malt, hops, blackberries, lemons, yeast, and French thyme.
Is that different than regular thyme?
I guess. There's also a spec sheet for this on here, too.
Oh, now I have to Google
handcrafted
French thyme.
Right. You look up French thyme, I'll look up snow melt.
Portable.
What is in...
Recyclable. Google,
what is in snow melt?
I don't know.
I think they mean water.
Oh, like okay. Yeah, French feces. Thyme. It's,
they just mean water.
It's got a little mustache and it's smoking a cigarette.
Okay. Okay.
That's the only difference.
I am Z Tang.
It's got a beret on.
It is time.
Yeah. Do not associate me with that fool Morris Day.
Morris Day in the French time.
Now, for some reason, okay, I searched French time, and over here on the right side of the Google search, it has Mexican mint.
My jungle love. Wee, 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 wee.
I think you mean freedom time.
We are living in a post 9/11 world.
Oh, wow. Oh, fuck.
Drink that garbage.
Oh, yeah, I should probably do that.
Oh, yeah, we're on fucking sub slope.
Oh, God. It does taste like Windex.
Yeah.
Oh, holy fuck.
It's got a real clean finish.
Holy fuck. God damn it. I blame the Frenchman.
Oh, that was good. That was a real good pun.
Thanks, man.
Boulevard Brewing, Tequila Barrel Lime Goes. Zara Ale. As I already told you guys, big fan of tequila. Probably one of my favorite liquors of all time.
Yeah.
Tequila.
Ooh, this smells like... It smells like boots after 8 hours of hard work.
Boots.
Yeah. Boots. It smells like real sweaty feet.
Oh, that's nasty.
Steel-toed or...
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
This has absolutely no flavor to it.
Really?
I think that last beer ruined my palate.
Well, it broke me too.
It smells weird, but it hardly tastes like anything. I think
you're drinking a Coors Light.
That one's defective. No, Coors Light has more flavor than that shit does. At least this
French
tastes.
Time,
at least this tastes like rice.
It's got
and
an awful
snow melt.
Smell. It smells like it goes.
I don't. It doesn't taste like anything.
Yes, it does. Oh,
really?
That's fucking terrible.
I don't taste shit.
Maybe you should taste shit. Yeah, no, it tastes like a lime flavored goes. I don't taste tequila at all.
No, I got a little shitty tequila in there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't get the tequila.
Like some 1800?
Tequila.
Oh yeah, it's pretty bad.
Is
it's very bland.
Maybe I didn't actually drink it.
No, it's just bland.
I just touched it to my face. Like I didn't even open it first. I was just like, ugh, this is just, weird. Wow.
Like it tastes like bad tequila that you left out for a while.
That's
like you just poured a shot and walked away.
Tequila that was left out.
Came back like 3 days later.
Ugh, that just sounds like tequila.
I just taste a lot of lime in there.
Yeah, whatever. And then like a little bit of lime juice.
Yeah.
Like out of a bottle, not actual lime juice.
Yeah.
No, that literally tastes like nothing.
Wow.
Well, good for you, man.
All right.
You should be able to finish that.
There's something wrong with my tongue, though. I think we all know that.
Something wrong with all the parts of you.
Yeah. Like, I taste weird stuff. So maybe I can't taste this.
You do taste a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah. I remember that one time I ate all those worms.
That was weird. You didn't even eat them, though. You just tasted them.
I just put them in my mouth and spit them back out.
Oh, this is the thing that really happened.
No. I swallowed them.
Part of that story was not true.
Yeah. I mean, which part? Wink.
I was already aware you were a swallower, so.
Yeah, he doesn't spit.
Yeah, anything that wiggles goes in my mouth, I'm swallowing it. Again, wink.
True.
What do you got over there, Jesse?
I got the Razzleberry Goes.
Oh, that sounds like something out of Harry Potter.
From St. Archer Brewing. Yeah. So they wrote some pretentious shit on the can, but it's not even about the beer. It's about themselves.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck the beer. Here's something about us.
Yeah, so, man. St. Archer Brewing Company was founded on a unique strain of creative talent.
Oh, boy.
World-class brewers, artists, and musicians.
That's on.
Why are musicians
this is all
in a
vaguely
brewery?
Weedish.
They're just some guy playing acoustic guitar while they brew.
Right, just that guy that shows up to party, and you're like, who the fuck brought that guy?
Right.
What's your position, man?
Oh.
I'm the executive vice president of Vibes, bro.
Surfers. Surfers, skateboarders, and snowboarders all coming together with passion and commitment to express our collective true love, craft beer. We hope you taste our appreciation and gratitude in every sip.
Somebody's beer.
Weirdly sexual.
Yeah, it started out weedy, and then it got weirdly sexual.
Especially because they spell coming with a U.
Hey, whose beer is gluten-free and vegan, by the way?
Is it a contest? Not this one.
No, not this one either.
I could have swore that was on one of the cans.
No.
Nope.
All right.
This one's brewed and canned.
Maybe that's one of the ones I left in the fridge. Someone going to get that.
Raspberry and blackberry ale. Well, I guess that's where the razzleberry came from.
It says right there, Ryan.
What? All right, fine.
All right, well, I'm going to open this and taste it now.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, do that, man.
As we all study our cans.
Oh, this is a really nice label.
Oh, that's...
Oh, that's amazing.
Wow, he didn't even have time to swallow it before the reaction.
Wow.
All right.
On bangbus.com. Sorry, what I said was very pornographic.
I don't think that has any distinctive
it doesn't
awfulness to it. It's just awful.
Yeah, it's just bad. Like it's got that weird saltiness that ghosts have.
Yeah.
Or maybe just from dudes coming in it.
Maybe that's what it is. It's high in protein. It's good. It fits right into my diet. Yeah.
That tastes like pineapple juice.
Somebody needs to tear to the lay off.
Why does it like have somewhat like of a salty?
That's the ghost.
Is that
ghost.
That with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ghosts are like a
salty,
sour.
All right.
You know what it smells like? It smells like one of the, you know, those like packages of soaps and lotions that people who hate each other get each other for Christmas? That's what it smells like.
No, okay. You don't know.
Yeah.
Because nobody hates me.
Women get it for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they and they're like, hey, I don't know you very well. I don't know why I'm buying this for you.
Yeah.
That's what this smells like.
It always comes in a weird basket, and it's always wrapped in a fuck ton of plastic.
Yeah,
I've seen those. Yeah.
Oh, these are all bad.
Oh, shit. It is immediately offensive.
Right?
It's like shocking as soon as it hit my tongue.
It
Holy
does
shit.
Not sneak up on you.
It just tastes like Jones was getting crazy and making weird sodas, and this is one of the sodas they made.
Razzleberry Jones.
Yeah. Razzleberry.
Man, all right. It's hard to pick from these.
I'm having a tough time choosing between.
Dude, this one fucking wins.
Oh, wait, hold on. Which
is the Windex one?
Yeah, who's that? That
was Windex.
Beer?
No, this was Windex.
That was Windex. This was sour milk.
Yeah.
I got to vote for Lorenzo's.
I'm going to say the Windex one, too.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Pretty bad.
They're all.
They're all pretty fucking terrible.
Yeah, this is a good week of
pick
all
some
bad
stinkers.
Who purchased that one? Did you? Or did
no,
you?
No, I think he bought that one. Yeah.
Congratulations. We're all very proud of you.
Thank you.
You win
Thank
again.
You.
All right. Let's Boom. Move on with some nerd shit.
Yeah. God,
I'm so sorry. I'm so fucking sorry.
Oh, Dan commented on our stream. What a sweetheart.
I don't give a fuck.
He says he's a Patreon supporter.
No, he's not. He's just the guy in the other room.
He's sleeping in your guest room right now.
Hey, can you guys fucking keep it down?
If anything, you're supporting him right now.
That's true.
Give him a place to sleep.
So, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with all the Epic Game stuff? There's a lot of Epic Game stuff.
Yeah, let's go to Epic. No? You Charles, do you disagree with our decision?
So, where do you want to start? You want to start with the acquisition? Let's start there, and then yeah. We'll shit all over him for everything else. So, if you guys didn't see Epic, who has been in a shitstorm of, I don't know what to call it.
Bad press?
Bad press, thank you.
Controversy, we'll say.
Controversies for their game store, for their stance on microtransactions and
I
DLC.
I actually support the game store.
I don't understand why people are mad.
Yeah, I don't care about that. But they bought Rocket League. The Rocket League's developer is Psyonix.
Yeah.
So now everyone is super pissed off because they were already pissed off about exclusivity and all of that shit. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's just, God damn it. It's just you have to open another program. And people are so mad about it.
You have to click another button.
If you're on PC, you just put the just open the game directly.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a
Steam
deal.
Steam does not require you to open Steam first.
It doesn't track all my playtime and all the other shit, buddy.
Yeah, it does. Doesn't it?
I don't think it does if you don't use this.
Who cares? I guess I'm not care about that stuff.
With Steam, I'm pretty sure if you launch the game directly, it opens Steam first.
Whatever.
Either
because
way.
You have to log into Steam, and then that's like how it checks. Yeah.
So I think the thing that people are most pissed off about is they're probably going to pull the game from Steam. As is their right to do.
For sure.
Because
they
own
it. Fucking bought
and they have their own game platform or their own service platform, right?
Yeah.
And they're being super dodgy about it. Super fucking dodgy. So they're pretty
question.
Much all but saying, yeah, we're going to pull it eventually.
Here's the question is if they make it so if you've already bought it through Steam, you can't play it.
That's the thing. They have come out and said 100% we will continue to support Steam purchases.
So then who fucking
cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Sell it on
who fucking
Steam
cares?
Anymore?
They're not going to. But that's the thing is that they won't say we're going to sell it on Steam, and people are losing their fucking mind.
God damn it. Like, fucking,
yeah, so we're continuing to sell Rocket League on Steam, and have not announced plans to stop selling the game there. Rocket League remains available to new purchases on Steam, and long-term plans will be announced in the future. So it's like, okay, well, you didn't say anything.
So basically, hey, we don't even know if we're actually going to move it.
They know they're going to move it. And that Rocket League is and remains available on Steam. Anyone who owns Rocket League through Steam can still play it and can look forward to continued support.
So if you already purchase it through Steam and Epic moves it, are they going
to
be able to
it
notice
means
that?
Absolutely nothing to you.
It doesn't matter because you're still, to play the game, you're still connected to their servers.
Yeah.
And all updates will come from them. Okay. Steam was just the platform you bought it on. You don't get updates. When you're playing the game, you're not connected to Valve.
Oh,
you're connected to the game developer servers.
Exactly.
Sorry, Dan was commenting on my Sky review.
Oh, okay.
Saying he was a Patreon supporter.
He's gonna sign him as a Patreon.
So that was my bad, Dan.
Correction.
There's another one. The PC version of Rocket League will come to the Epic Game Store in late 2019. So it's happening.
Okay.
In the meantime, it will continue to be available for purchase on Steam. Thereafter, it will continue to be supported on Steam for all existing purchases. So without saying they will be pulling it from Steam, they're saying they're going to pull it from Steam. And people are losing their mind because they keep giving the evasive responses. You look hot, bro. Real bad, huh? They just keep giving those dodgy evasive responses, you know, that all PR people give.
Oh, it's getting worse with time.
So just get over it. It's leaving Steam,
French
people.
Time?
You need to stop. French time. It's happening. I mean, they're the ones with the money, and they bought it, and it's their thing, and they can take their ball and go home.
And they're giving developers more money than Steam,
right? What are they? So, what are they? 88-12?
Yeah, they're only taking 12%.
And what
Steam
is Steam
takes 30?
Yeah,
so
that's significant.
And they said they would be happy to put their games on Steam if Steam matched their incentive.
It's fucking ballsy.
Yeah, and like, hey, if you want to give more money to develop the developers, then you can have our games that we have exclusive to our store. We will share with you. And they're like, nah, fuck that shit.
We're going to come out with a VR headset. Gabe needs more knives.
did you guys
see that fucking VR headset they came out with?
No.
There's a Valve VR headset now.
Really? Yeah. What does it do?
Why?
It just makes it so you can look at your game library in VR.
dude, it's so
I'm
going to
play one of these days.
If you buy like the full setup, it's $1,000.
Why? Nope.
Because Gabe needs knives.
Yeah.
I'm going to nope the fuck out of that one.
Right? What the fuck?
How much was the Oculus when it first came out? I know it was expensive, but it wasn't over $1,000.
$600, I want to say.
Okay.
That's still too much.
That's still a lot of fucking money.
Because with the Oculus, you also need a serious PC.
Yeah, you probably need to upgrade at least one or two components.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Dan's running like dual fucking Titans and, you know, top of the line shit. And like his computer, like, it sounded like a fucking jet engine. Yeah, like you gotta have some say. Like I was in there for like 20 minutes. I was all sweaty, and like the whole room was hot. It was like he was mining Bitcoin in there.
So his PC was like the third guitar for Slayer.
Yeah, it's like for real in there. Like you gotta have a serious machine.
Yeah, dude, that's. And people wonder why the PlayStation VR is the best selling one. This is the fucking cheapest.
Because you just plug it into your PlayStation.
Yep. Yeah, and it's like $250.
And they come out with games for all the time. They have
They have a shark game for that?
I think so.
A shark. Yeah. I mean, a shark game.
Honestly, you could say, don't they have a insert word game?
It feels like
I'm
really sharting.
And they probably do.
Yeah, I mean they do have a lot, but there are some that are out there that are pretty good.
There are a lot of games that are good.
Oh, like, it's like I'm really playing virtual skee ball.
What is a pixel?
I think the game that. There was one that came out last year that was really good. It was Astrobot. That one's going to be pretty good.
Yeah? Do you have a PSVR?
Nope. No interest in it.
Yeah, me either.
Pass. Same here.
I don't want to get that immersed in my games.
Well, I'm good, man.
I just want to stab people.
I think the only thing I have any real interest in playing is maybe playing
porn.
Doom VFR one time.
Oh,
that'd actually be pretty cool. That'd be awesome.
Doom VR
that.
Looks crazy.
Damn. There is a pretty serious porn game coming out soon.
Yeah,
I was reading
that. Pussy 4?
No, wait, isn't Steam pulling all their creepy anime games that feature like girls that might look underage?
Nope. Oh, the ones that are featuring underage girls, they might have.
Oh, okay.
I saw something about that last week. They're like the ones that could be misconstrued, even like,
but not the
like,
pussy series. There's literally a series of games.
What
pussy.
I think I read something that like basically Lolicon, which is just anime.
Fantasies about
girls.
Banging teenagers and shit.
Younger.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about
even younger,
about a convention.
Like that kind of stuff. They're gonna start cracking down on.
I hate creepy anime bullshit.
Yeah,
I gotta be honest. So, I don't even like regular anime.
If you hate creepy anime bullshit, you hate like 90% of anime.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't get it. I really don't.
I thought you were a huge fan of like the Batman Ninja. Whole thing that went on.
I didn't even watch it.
I haven't watched that.
Because it looked stupid. It looked like creepy anime bullshit.
Fair enough.
I think it looks cool.
Ninja Batman.
One point, Joker gets raped by some tentacles.
No, there's a game called Subverse, which is it's like a porn homage to Mass Effect.
Okay.
And it is record-breaking in that it's the highest-grossing Kickstarter for a video game ever.
I was just reading that a little while ago. Yeah.
People imagine that. Are the worst.
Imagine that.
Like, do they know that you could just like go to like Pornhub or something?
Yeah.
Do they know this?
Pornhub, you don't get to play a Mass Effect-style game.
Have you ever seen one of the pre-roll ads?
Bang aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anytime you watch a porn video.
You get to build the world, your very own virtual sex doll. Right.
The world's only exclusive sex game.
No, virtual fuck doll. Yeah. I think is what it says.
And there's always a bit where it's like, this game will make you come 5 times in 10 minutes.
Oh, those? Yeah.
Try not to come. Okay. That was easy.
It was 6.
It was only 4. False advertising.
Yeah, man.
Oh, dude. Those, like, sometimes, like, I just want to go to porn sites just to see the ads because they're fucking hilarious. Because, like, it's always
sometimes,
some variation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes.
I was watching some Family Guy clips earlier.
I'm gonna
watch
some
porn ads.
And it was
just like, why? Like, why is there a cartoon of us in the corner, like, having sex? Who put that on there? Like, I've seen that ad before.
Yep.
Okay, let's talk about some more epic stuff. So, I mean, people, get over it. Fucking, it's happening.
Yeah, stop being a bitch.
Stop being such a fucking bitch. Let's talk about the real elephant in the room.
Is this a new thing?
Which is?
Microtransactions.
It's not a new thing. We've been doing this for 2 months.
It's my...
The microtransactions.
It's my...
It's his catchphrase.
Catchphrase. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Microtransactions. And the craziness of the last... How long has it been since that dude started tweeting?
Let's see. When was the thing?
Like 3 days now?
3 days, yeah. Yeah. 3 days now.
That dude's going off.
Oh, do we want to go over some of these tweets in a little bit?
Yeah, we can look him up, and then we can find out every place that he's contradicted himself. I'm sure there's a whole website dedicated to it.
Let's break down
it.
The basics first.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Let's start at the beginning.
So at the beginning, it was Wednesday, right?
I think it was Wednesday.
Yeah, I think that's when you started, yeah.
Yeah, it was on May 1st.
I think it was the 4th of July.
I was born on the 4th of July.
Saturday? In the park?
Saturday in the park.
I wasn't.
You weren't?
Selling ice cream?
No.
moving on.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, so on Wednesday, Gearbox had a big thing to show off Borderlands 3 for the first time. And I didn't watch any of the actual presentation live because I figured it was probably going to be annoying. Like, I watched some of the gameplay streams afterwards. But apparently, at some point, Randy Pitchford gets on stage and says, "There are no microtransactions in our game."
Like, just flat out says it.
Yeah. No qualifying statement.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah. They shower him with money. Jack off a little bit in the corner.
Yeah.
Maybe some of the money might have been a little wet. You never know.
He was hailed as a hero.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, apparently, after everything is over, other people that work for Gearbox are like, "Oh, no, there's going to be microtransactions."
Yeah, absolutely.
They're going to sell cosmetics.
Yeah. And then it was like, well, yeah, there will be microtransactions, but they won't be essential to gameplay.
Yeah.
They'll be for, you know, upgrades.
Well, I guarantee
and
they have
the
golden chest what you can buy keys for.
Right. Because they always have
because
that.
In the re-release of Borderlands 1, they added that.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the first one. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, they added them in.
They added it.
But they are 100% not essential to the game. They're not.
No, they're really not. Because you spend your golden key, you get a weapon, and then you're going to find a better one in 20 minutes anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's such a waste of fucking time. Yeah, like, you have to wait until you, like, max out.
Pretty much.
Character.
And even then, when you max out, it's so easy to go, like, once you know, like, where certain things are, you go farm them, and it's...
Yeah. Go re-kill a boss or something.
Yeah, there's such a crazy amount of stuff in the game that you're just like... Because, like, I always find a gun that I love, and I'm just like... I've only had it for 20 minutes, and I already have to get rid of it because I already found something better. And, like, man, this gun is so awesome.
Yeah.
It's just always something better just quickly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But so Game Informer tweeted out, and I'll quote the tweet.
Oh, yeah. Him and Andy McNamara were going back and forth for a while. It was pretty good.
Despite Gearbox CEO Randy Pitchford's comment about no microtransactions in Borderlands 3, during today's live stream, we've been told cosmetic items are still purchasable.
Okay.
Which, okay. Like, that's just a magazine doing their job.
Those are microtransactions.
Yeah.
Sounds like a microtransaction.
Literally anything that is you paying for something other than the actual cost of the game.
Hold on. Paying a small amount of money for something for a game after it's already come out? That literally sounds like the definition of a microtransaction.
It's the literal definition.
Small amount of money.
Yeah. Like,
micro?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you pay to a company? Mm-hmm. Transaction. Great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, no, man, they're just called mini purchases.
Yeah.
Randy Pitchford
decides to hop on Twitter.
Tiny buys.
And that man spent days of his life going after this.
To be honest, he's probably sitting in his office like fucking Don Draper style with a fucking... big bottle of scotch poured in a very nice crystal glass and just going off at his fucking computer.
Well, what I'm surprised is how does he have time to check Twitter when he's busy watching porn for magic tricks?
He's obviously got dual monitors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got you. He's got one going with the porn magic and then one with Twitter.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you never know when you need to tweet out a link to the porn magic. Did you guys do it in the moment?
You guys check this out? No, Randy, stop. Get this motherfucker off Twitter. It's going to take our whole company.
So, this dude tweeted just on that one day like a good 25 plus times. Let's go ahead and pick out a couple of them here.
Is it up to 25 now?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because like, it was the other day, he had a thread. 14 or something?
He had a thread that got to 18.
Oh,
he
numbered. Good. Yeah.
And then he had a whole bunch of other tweets that he didn't number.
Oh, these weren't part of the numbered responses. Yes. Oh, I didn't know there were more.
So in a direct response, come on, guys. Shitty clickbait headline. Literally seconds before I said that, I made it very clear we're going to do more cosmetic stuff like we did in Borderlands 2. You know I was talking about premium currency and loot boxes and stuff not being in our game. Why you guys would fuck me on this is beyond me. Thanks a lot.
And that was directed at Game Informer, right?
Yes, that was directed directly at Game Informer. So then, like skipping ahead a little bit here, the fucking editor of Game Informer just replies. He goes, in my opinion, you can't say no microtransactions when there's microtransactions and then be angry we made a tweet focusing on that angle. Unless you don't like the despite, it clarifies that we feel is a misleading comment, which the story lays out clearly. Okay. Most people would just say no harm.
It's a very rational response. But like, dude, you said one thing and it turns out the opposite is true.
Right.
And we just clarified. It turns out we're reporters. So we reported it.
Yeah, pretty much.
So Randy Pitchford comes back.
He Pitchford.
Yeah.
He Pitchforded.
The pitch.
He pitched.
I cannot believe that your response here is to double down on an implication made in the tweet that I was being misleading. Watch the stream for yourself. I was doing the opposite of being misleading. This was the most transparent preview event I have ever heard of.
Motherfucker, you said no.
Like, this motherfucker is two steps away from ending it with sad.
You heard?
Okay. So, Andy McNamara replies. Clear would be a statement like, we have microtransactions, but they are cosmetic and don't affect gameplay. That's my opinion. Calling us names doesn't seem constructive. I'm sorry, we disagree. So again, this would be a still, normal point where a regular human being would just be like, fuck it, I'm done. Nah.
No. I didn't know it kept going on after
not,
that shit.
Not the pitch.
Yeah, he's got to get the last
one. He's on his fifth scotch by now.
Calling you names. You guys called me a liar. I need to know, is your position here that I lied? Like this motherfucker is going like full on, like, what is it? Fucking, damn it, I can't think of it right now. The fucking Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson movie.
Oh, the fucking, yeah, god damn it.
A Few Good Men?
Yeah, he's going full Few Good Men here. You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, I mean, he can't handle the truth.
So, basically says, no one called you a liar. And then he just calls him out. He's like, tell me what in the story is wrong, and we'll correct it. Give us a statement, and I want accurate reporting, but we're allowed to have a view and an opinion, and I have tried to clearly lay out our stance. So, then starts... the fucking tweet storm. 18 fucking tweets, dude. 18.
Numbered. There is a numbered response thread of him just going off. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two.
And he numbered them, I guess, because this was his official statement. But basically, he says, yeah, like, we're going to have microtransactions, which is him saying there are microtransactions. When
eating crow.
Wouldn't be microtransactions.
Yeah. Real,
he goes
real
on
crow.
To brag
real
fine milk. That so far today, the live streamers have generated well over 1 million viewers of hours for Borderlands 3 live content. I cannot recall a more transparent preview event of this scale. I'm happy to be corrected.
Like that's not what they were talking. Nobody said that it wasn't a huge event. Nobody said that. It was. It was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's changing the subject.
I will spare you the rest of the 18 tweets from that day, but...
Yeah, I haven't seen anything beyond that.
This motherfucker came back yesterday, ready to go.
He was doubling down.
Motherfucker had a couple shots left and decided to unload them. There will be tons of cosmetic drops as free loot in Borderlands 3. Currently, there are no plans for any cosmetic DLC. But you fucking just said there were.
Yeah, he just said that 2 days ago.
But wait.
No, DLC is downloadable content. He's saying all the microtransaction stuff will be pre-built into the game.
But wait, it's better. But I anticipate there will be customer demand post-launch that we'll be excited to meet, just as we did with additional optional cosmetic DLC for Borderlands 2.
He's probably right. There will be people like, look at Fortnite. Look at how much fucking money that game makes off of.
But just fucking say up front, bullshit. We're going to fucking sell you this shit. Like,
okay.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
So obviously it's going to happen, right? There is going to be optional microtransactions, blah, sure. blah, blah. Because there always was.
I don't think the first one had that.
Okay.
The second
one. The first one didn't because.
Definitely did.
It just like, wasn't really a thing that happened.
Yeah,
back
like
then.
It came out back in the day when people didn't really know what to do with microtransactions. Mm-hmm. So cosmetics weren't really a thing. But then he fired off one last one. He's trying to be a little petty.
Game Informer. Like he's trying. He's succeeding.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about.
Well, let him finish reading the last
one. Oh, there's one more?
Yeah, there's one more.
Okay, sorry.
Game Informer chose to make a clickbait tweet that muddled and confused the situation. I hope I have clarified it for you. Andy McNamara, that's the guy who runs Game Informer, pledged to correct issues with the reporting, but I've seen no evidence of that yet.
God. I don't think there was any
issues.
There
was no fake. Nothing was inaccurate.
I think, you know, for the longest time, I have absolute respect for Game Informer.
Yeah, dude. Like, they're actually, like, despite the fact that they're owned by GameStop, they're actually pretty legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a really good job of, like, breaking things down. They do sometimes, like, people will pay. I have a feeling people pay.
Oh, yeah, they pay for those cover spots.
Yeah, where it's like, man, this game's amazing. Then you get it, and you're like, man, this is garbage.
And you're like, ah, shit, it's Kane and Lynch all over again.
Right, but then they'll come back in the review and be like, yeah, this game's some shit.
Yeah.
So, like, I give them credit for at least being honest.
Yeah.
But, like, stuff like that does need clarification. Like, you, like we're in a situation now where people are fucking roasting Epic over saying, maybe we might pull this game, maybe not, we don't know. So you need to be upfront with your shit. Like, if you plan on selling any kind of microtransaction shit, just tell people upfront.
Yeah. Like,
people are okay with it.
I'm okay. Okay, so let's talk about that. Is...
And I'm sorry, but they're also offering EXP boosts, which is a fucking microtransaction.
Yeah.
Like, if you buy the $80 version of the game, you get an EXP boost automatically for, like, the first 5 to 10 levels or something. But I guarantee that they sell those too.
Oh yeah, I guarantee it.
So we live in a world where it's unavoidable.
Yeah,
in a world where microtransactions are unavoidable. I've come to accept it as a way of life.
I just don't spend money on them.
They're not going away.
If it's strictly like cosmetic, or like it doesn't require, you don't have to do it to like get further in the game.
Yeah.
Like a lot of those free to play games.
Yeah,
like after a certain point, you're just like,
you have to pay money.
Yeah, I'm not going to get any further in this fucking game unless I spend money. You just uninstall it. It's usually just something on your phone.
Yeah, those are gross. Mm-hmm.
But like, if it's like Borderlands 2, going back to Epic all the time.
I remember
it's just skins
in Borderlands 2.
Or weapons that don't really have any more perks that you can get in a regular drop.
The skins in Borderlands 2 were just heads, different heads that you could have for your character. And I remember looking at them and be like, that's really cool looking.
I'm not
spending $2 on something that only Ryan is ever going to see.
Right. And you're like, because your head is cool. Let's move on.
He can't see it anyways.
Yeah.
No, he'll see it. It'll just be.
I don't know. Maybe 1D. If I looked at it through my sniper rifle. Yeah, I am.
Oh, we found the mole.
Give you some of that mole ass. But my thing is, like, I'm cool with microtransactions because for a lot of games like that have a continuing development, that's how they pay for that shit.
Yeah.
It's not free to make new content. It's not free to support a game after it comes out. I'm cool with that.
I'm only cool with it if the base game was worth it. They just released that Fate of Atlantis thing for Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that because I'm not done with the game and I have already gotten my $60 worth.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm okay with it. If it's a game where you're just like, you feel disappointed and you're like, oh, the DLC just came out and be like, yeah, but the regular game sucked.
Yeah, like it was fucking
You're
trash.
Like, okay, so now you're going to come out and give me the rest of the experience after I already paid $60. That's when it's garbage. But if you're going to just say, we want to continue doing this, great.
Sure. Yeah, whatever.
Or I love the way that like GTA does it, is that all their DLC has been free. The game itself was fucking massive. Online has been great. And yeah, they have shark cards and they have things that you could do to buy it. Mm-hmm. But everything they've done after the original game was released, you haven't had to pay for any of that shit. You can.
Yeah.
But you don't have to. And they do it right, and they make a shit ton of money out of it. People buy shark cards because they want stupid ass a jet right away, or they want a boat that you can't do anything on. You could sit in the hot tub.
Oh, the yacht?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a status symbol.
That's all it is.
The important thing to know with that, too, is that with GTA. I don't play the online, but my understanding is that
shark cards.
Yeah,
yeah,
shark cards.
Shark cards.
Even the shit that you can buy though, like it's still attainable through regular gameplay. Okay. Like, it'll take you a while.
It does. Like we have all kinds of shit. We own businesses and jets and stuff, and we did it through hard work,
right?
And murder.
It's American.
How
way.
The game should be played.
Mostly, you know, running drugs and shit. But you know, yeah, playing the game the way it was meant to be played.
Right. And you guys didn't have to play it excessively either. Like you just played it at your own pace.
Yeah, and it didn't get like it got to a point maybe after like a year where like. We're just doing the same stuff and over again. But it took a long time because it was fun. Yeah.
Exactly.
We had fun doing it.
So, I It's we live in a world where microtransactions are a thing.
It's called the grind.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
We were bumping and grinding.
We were. Bumping and grinding.
So, it's just something we need to accept. And if it's not part of the core game and we don't have to do it, if we pay our $60 and we get our full gaming experience... Whatever. If people want to pay $2 to get a fucking a different shirt for their character, let them.
Whatever.
Yeah. Who the fuck cares? That's their fucking money.
Like, dude, like I'm having so much fun with the Division, and they have a shit ton of microtransactions for stuff, and none of it is stuff that like advances your character or anything like that. It's all cosmetics and whatnot.
It's like, oh, if I don't pay another $5, I won't be able to X to whatever this thing is.
And like they're doing a cool thing where like all of the actual like expansions for it are free. And you can buy like a season pass for it, and all it does is just give you a week early access to it. So that's cool.
Yeah, but then you'll be 10 levels ahead of everyone else or whatever. Well, not it's a whole really. Week. You'll be maxed out by the time the rest of the people come in.
Well, with that game, it's different though because they give zero fucks about blowing your shit up. Like every patch that they put out for it, like, oh, yeah, so you guys had characters that were built like this. Yeah, those don't work anymore. So rebuild your character now. Yeah.
Pretty much. And like, certain gear sets and stuff like that that they actually have in there are really cool because they really do help you in so many different ways. But like you said, it doesn't matter. Like as soon as the new one comes out for like the new raid, all your shit that you have, might as well just throw it away.
So I do want to jump in. We've been recording for an hour and we've talked about one subject.
Okay. Yeah but it's very important that everyone knows that Randy Pitchford is insane.
He's crazy. Microtransactions are never going away.
Yeah, I think everyone just needs to fucking get over it.
Yeah, eat a dick. Yeah.
It's going to happen. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the real elephant in the room,
the
Chester.
The real elephant in the room? The Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
Yes. Yes.
God damn, dude.
Oh, it looks so fucking awful. Like, here, somebody, there's a picture. Somebody fixed it.
Oh, I saw that.
And where it looks trillion times
it
better.
Really it looks like Sonic the Hedgehog instead of someone's furry fan fiction.
No, it looks like Hedgehog. Like Sonic the Hedgehog in the trailer looks like a motherfucker who's down to yiff.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm
looks
saying.
Looks like a fucking 8-year-old in a costume his mom made.
Oh, yeah. So
it
somebody
looks
who's down
fucking
to
terrible. His face is way too human-like. It's just, it's fucking stupid.
Sonic has that furrowed brow, that angry look, like the fixed one.
Yeah.
You know, that's the look that Sonic has. He's not all cute and like,
So this is actually some good news. The studio, based off of all of the shitty feedback, has said they're actually going to go back and change what Sonic looks like.
Yep.
Okay.
They're not going to fix the movie.
No.
But they're just going to change what Sonic... They're not going to recast Jim Carrey.
But we don't know what he's going to look like.
The Jim Carrey thing might actually work out.
Yeah.
That might be the movie's only saving grace. Because everything, even his part in the trailer, was fucking awful.
Yeah,
dude, it's so fucking bad.
It was all awful.
But he might be the thing about Robotnik is he's a big fat dude. Like, Jim Carrey is notoriously skinny.
Like, this would be one of those cases where like they need to like dig up the zombie of Philip Seymour Hoffman. That'd have been good.
That could have been fun.
Yeah,
you're right. I would love to see a corpse
Louis
play.
C.K.
You got a girlfriend?
Oh, Louis C.K. would have been a great Eggman. You know who would have been a great
killer?
He's
Robotnik.
Evil.
You know who would have been a great Robotnik is Chris Farley.
Weinstein.
Nah. Whoa.
You Weinstein?
Nope.
He's evil.
Sonic, come in. Knock the door behind you.
Well, that's what Louis
C.K.
would have
done. Let's talk about your role in the next Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, but Louis C.K. would have just made you watch him jack off. He wouldn't have actually tried to molest you. Yeah, no, I'm not going to rape you, but hey, watch me jerk off real quick.
Actually, you know who would have, like, legit been perfect?
Yeah.
John Candy.
Yeah, John Candy would have been good.
He would have been good.
I just want to think, like, I think Chris Farley would have been good because he's like a cartoon character already.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's a big fat guy. Man.
I would have liked to see him play an evil character.
Yeah. Jack Black, maybe. Jack Black could pull it off.
Kyle Gass.
Yeah. Tenacious D as Dr. Robotnik.
Everything's a song afterwards.
And they should just switch between them between scenes and say nothing about it.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
So who's the voice of Sonic? Is it Urkel?
No, it's, what's his name? Ben Schwartz.
Some dude from Parks and Rec.
I know who Ben Schwartz. He's, what's his name on Parks and Rec? Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy with the big hair. I can't remember his name.
I don't know.
He's a regular on Comedy Bang Bang podcast.
I almost want to say Ralph Macchio. Something close to that.
No, John Ralphio.
He also was the voice of BB-8 in the first, I guess, in episode 7.
The voice of BB-8?
The motherfucker made squeaks.
He's friends with J.J. Abrams, and J.J. was like, I want you to, like, we're going to record your reactions and then make them into
So, like, everyone
sounds.
Gets a part. He what? Gets a part. Yeah. Shaun of the Dead gets a part.
He's God, BB-8.
James Bond gets a part.
And there's this other podcast I listen to called Hollywood Handbook, and they talk shit about Ben Schwartz all the time, but they always refer to him as BB-8.
That's like the whole Vin Diesel thing being Groot. Like, record 2 lines for me, buddy, and you can leave.
I need you to do this one line in different cadences.
What if they just recorded him saying "I am Groot" once and then just auto-tuned it?
That's exactly what happened.
Well, he had to do 2 lines for the first
Groot.
One.
We are Groot.
We are Groot.
Oh yeah, he did need to say.
It's true. Yeah. Well, you got to do the regular talking one, and then you got to do the yell one.
I am Groot.
Yeah, and then you just...
No, you just turn the volume up.
Just turn the volume up. Yeah,
like, ooh, that one needs a little more treble. He's a little angry.
I am Groot.
And then, yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Crank it up. No, that's not. It's not loud enough. Maybe just put some of those Chewbacca screams behind it to make it sound angrier, like an angry walrus. Walrus.
Oh, speaking of Chewbacca...
Oh, it's true.
And we're on episode 74...
Oh my God!
And he, Peter Mayhew just passed away.
So you're saying that we killed Chewbacca?
At the age of 74,
we did by making this episode. Damn, he's had some severe health problems for quite a while.
Yeah, dude, he's
been a mess for probably about the last year or two.
Tall dudes like that usually have it pretty bad once they get like.
Yeah, the
35.
Fact that he made it to 74, being 7'3",
yeah, it's pretty fucking impressive.
Pretty good, man. Because
it was one more than his height.
That's true. He almost made it to 75. So close. 19 days. Close. 19 days. So close. But he's...
If he had been 7'4", he probably would have lived to 75. So that's his fault for not being taller.
He was one of the few people from Star Wars that actually, one, liked being part of it the whole time and always interacted with fans and was always nice to fans. Like... You know, Harrison Ford fucking hates Star Wars.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm sure that you know, Mark Hamill has fun with it, but he doesn't like Peter Mayhew would go on Reddit all the time and talk to people all the fucking time.
He was all about it.
Yeah, he loved interacting with people.
Him and Warwick Davis, those are the two that really liked it.
Yeah, but it you know, it'll be sad now. It's kind of like the end of an era where now they're just movie stars. They're not like, you know, a part of our nerd culture anymore.
Yeah.
Well, that's because fucking nerds ruined it.
Yeah, nerds ruined everything. True. We're the worst.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, let these people chill, bro.
Like, all of these people that collect all of this fucking nerd memorabilia.
Oh, no, I'm not even talking about that.
Like, well, it's like...
Get obsessed with it.
So, one of my favorite lines from King of the Hill was when Hank was talking about Christian rock.
All right.
And he said, they're not making Jesus better, they're making rock worse. And that's how I feel about nerds. They're not making the fucking thing they love better.
They really aren't. Right? This one, no. Man.
They're making fandom worse, by being shitty fans. Just love a thing as it is and shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah. If you don't like it, guess what? You ain't got to watch it.
Right?
Like I go to Comic-Con all the time, and sometimes some of these people will be there. And I don't go meet them. I don't try to track them down and follow them.
We just
wait
in the parking lot and throw it.
Like, we were at the, we were at that,
like any normal fan.
That Screw Attack Gaming convention.
Yeah.
And me and Derek are sitting down having a beer, and Adam Sessler comes down, and he goes in a little store in the...
Oh, shit, the Sess.
The Sess. And he goes in the little store, because I think he had a cold or something. He goes in the little store in the hotel, and he walks out, and me and Derek are just like, you know, just hold up our beers, like, hey, there you are. Like... instead of running, all you could tell he was fucking miserable. Like, I'm not going to go bother this fucking dude.
Yeah, man. Fucking chill,
like,
bro.
Just take it easy. Stop obsessing over shit.
No, I would have fucking chased him down, given him some echinacea.
Right. And be like, you know, you're a real mess, Esther. I give this reaction a 1 out of 5.
Right? Can you rate your cold for me?
A 2 out of 5 for lack of dick references.
I'm sorry. But, you know, fans ruin everything. I hope we get obsessive fans like that one day.
Yeah, one day.
No, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'll shoot one of these motherfuckers.
Someone go get stabbed.
Like, show up at your house and there's just a bunch of people here. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Like, hey, we love your show. And be like, okay, get off my property because I have a whole bunch of knives. Right. And one of you motherfuckers is going to get cut. Right. What else you got over there?
But I do have a spare bedroom.
One thing I forgot to mention when we were talking about Sonic the Hedgehog was, what's the one thing that could make Sonic the Hedgehog look worse?
Less guns.
Tommy Wiseau. Who is on record as saying he wants to be Shadow the Hedgehog.
He wants to be anything in Hollywood.
Does
he know that people know he's bad?
He did that audition for
Joker. The Joker, right? Yeah.
That's what he thinks bad means.
Well, here's the thing.
Everyone's like, you're bad and you should feel bad. And he's like, oh, I'm evil. Yeah.
Well, I just think that most people don't
maybe
like.
Maybe he's like really like
Shadow the Hedgehog. That was a dumb thing.
Not bad meaning good.
That was a dumb thing, and maybe he knows that. And he's just like, you know what? People don't like Shadow the Hedgehog. People don't like me. Maybe I'll be Shadow the Hedgehog.
I don't. Did you watch the document? Not the documentary.
The Disaster Artist.
Disaster Artist.
That's great.
It's a good movie.
Like, he.
Franco's a goddamn genius.
At the end, when people were laughing at his film, like, he felt fucking awful, but then he embraced it and was like, oh yeah, it's a comedy. It was a comedy all along. Yeah.
No, it was not.
I made this movie for crazy. Mystery Science.
It was
the
not.
The dude is crazy AF.
Yeah.
I don't think he understands that people are laughing at him. He thinks he's in on the joke.
Yeah, you're not, man. Just because you're aware of the joke doesn't mean that you're in on it.
Exactly.
Like, that's not how it works.
And yeah, so he keeps just putting himself out there. But people still don't know how old he is.
Nope.
Where he's from or where his money comes from or even how much money he actually has.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a fucking... Yeah, it's, no one all knows. Of this is mystery.
Like, yeah. Do you listen to How Did This Get Made?
I've listened to 1 or 2 episodes.
So they have an episode about the Disaster Artist.
Yeah. Oh, the Disaster Artist.
Yeah, because they did an episode about The Room.
Okay.
And that was a popular episode, and that actually got them into the movie. So, like, all 3 of the people from the podcast are in the movie, and they don't even know. like, yeah, we actually, like, hung out with this dude, talked to him. James Franco doesn't know. Like, no one knows.
No one knows.
Dude, they've had linguistic experts try to break down his fucking accent, and they can't figure out where he's from.
Right.
It's fucking crazy.
He's from another planet.
Or he another might be time. Oh, he's a time traveler.
He's a time traveler.
Oh, shit. Yo, he's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, he's time cop.
Fuck.
No, his hair's not good enough.
I don't think he's here to correct anything.
Or maybe his hair is
so
too good.
You think.
Or maybe he's the villain from Time Cop.
That's fair.
That guy with that super awesome mullet.
Oh, he's like,
fuck.
Yo, this money's worthless in my time. I'm going to go to the past when it was more valuable.
Ooh.
And do something terrible with it.
And ruin American culture.
Jesus. No, he probably is American. That's just what our accent sounds like later. Because, like, we're all blended together.
That's what emojis sound
spoiler,
like.
Spoiler, the wall doesn't get built?
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
And we get overrun with, like, Eastern Europeans.
Oh, that's right? A headline. We need to write that article. Tommy Wiseau is proof that the wall never gets built.
Like, Europe gets so overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and they all come here and bring all their shitty accents over here, and that's what we turn into.
Just you mean like the 1900s?
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah,
pretty much.
But with, like, just way less murder.
Oh, okay. And less Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
No, more Daniel Day-Lewis.
He does kind of look like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, that was just a Gangs of New York reference.
In the Last of the Mohicans, though, with the long hair.
Okay. Yeah. We need to ask him to tell somebody to stay alive so you'll find
him. So it'll be like that with, like, less knives. I think it'll work out.
All right.
I think it'll be good for the future of America.
I like it.
You got anything else over there?
Just the PewDiePie calling for the end to the subscribe to PewDiePie meme.
Fuck that guy.
I fucking hate PewDiePie.
Can all of his subscribers subscribe to us, please?
We've told...
We're the new PewDiePie.
PewDiePie
No,
fans.
Let's not be that. let's,
no, let's but not. We're awful up front, and we own it.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
That's true.
You're like, all right, you got a good point.
I mean, I don't know if we have a single episode in our entire Bat Catalog. How many episodes do we have between this and Casual Cowards?
Did you just call it the Bat Catalog?
Bat Catalog. What is it? Hundreds, hundreds of episodes. I'm not sure we don't have one where we don't say something racist. I'm not sure one of those exists.
Yeah, we say a lot of homoerotic stuff.
Yep.
I mean, that's...
We're good on the homophobic front. We never say anything homophobic.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. You're being a real faggot right now, Ryan.
God damn it.
There you go. Racist and homophobic in the same show. But we own it.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
Oh,
he's awful.
We're laughing
his,
about
his
it.
His fans
right?
are awful.
I don't think any of us have ever taken anything serious.
If
here.
We ever, yeah, but it's context, right? If we ever, for some fucking weird reason, make it,
we're gonna delete our entire back catalog.
Yeah, if any of us ever like whatever, they'll just take a tiny little clip from our show of us saying something horrible and cut out the rest. Yeah. And just be like, they said this, oh my God, man.
For the record, the internet can blows you up. Well, no, please see, explain to me what Swamp Ninja means.
There's an easy way out of that. Just say his locker room talk, bro.
Yeah, it's just, you know, guys talking.
I heard it work before.
It was like, you literally posted a photo of a ninja in a swamp.
People talk about moon crickets in the locker room all the time.
That didn't happen at your gym? It's yeah, like, no, man, I don't.
Yeah, you need another fucking gym.
Like, man, it's real swampy in this gym right now. Watch Wake. Out for ninjas.
Still, like, literally the worst insult I've ever heard in my life. I fucking love it.
I think moon cricket might be worse than swamp ninja.
At least I've heard that. That was in 48 hours.
Yeah, okay. Where did swamp ninja come from?
Nobody knows. That's no how dumb knows. It is. It's no so stupid.
That episode happened like 2.5 years ago.
It still brings me so much joy. Is that where we went off on the KKK and all of their stupid Dungeons and Dragons names? The Grand Cyclops and all the guys are called goblins?
Yeah,
we're going to go to jail. Oh. So the PewDiePie thing. So he's a real asshole and his fans are assholes.
What? There was the shooting where dude was running around murdering people and yelling, subscribe to PewDiePie.
Because it started with, what did it start? The people were like hacking their fax machines or printers or something and making them print out like thousands of things.
There was some other dude who overtook PewDiePie from most subscribers on YouTube. So he told his followers
it's actually
to watch his videos.
An Indian media company.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
It's a whole
Chester
company.
Follows it on YouTube.
We did an episode where I was like, subscribe to the Indian media company because fuck PewDiePie.
What is a T-Series? T-Series.
Yeah. So T-series.
Boy, that sounds like a tranny channel on Pornhub.
It's like every Bollywood music video and like all that other stuff all in one.
Yeah.
Bonus points for being a tranny stepmom. Because we all know that's how
my stepmom's a tranny. My stepsisters now, right? Stepmom, stepsisters.
Yeah, it's step anything.
Gross. Ugh. My stepbrother's a tranny. It's like, ew. That's somehow even worse the other way. I don't know. Dude with vagina is somehow worse than chick with penis.
Nah, man. I think the creepiest kind of porn that I've stumbled across is the stepdaughter porn.
Yeah.
That shit's nasty.
You know what's worse is that a lot of the times.
Oh,
it's
how
a
about
POV.
The daughter swap? That daughter swap series?
Oh, that's fucking gross.
And they're in the same room. Yeah. They stay in the same room.
Where the dads bang each other's daughters next to each other?
Yeah, that's fucking gross. Like, I literally just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, we found something worse than PewDiePie.
That's fucking nasty.
Dude, that's a.
It's like
that's a testimonial right there.
Yeah,
PewDiePie, like not as bad as daughter swap.
Oh wow. Shit! Yeah, let's end on that.
Yeah, not getting any better than
that. Don't forget to get over to our website, nofunshow.com, and listen to the episode Swamp Ninja. it's a real classic.
It is.
Once again, thanks to our patrons, Chris and, oh my God, I forgot his name already. Thomas Howard.
And Dan, obviously.
From Chris from the Content Control. No.
Content Control.
Is that him?
Podcast.
Yeah. That's great. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate your continued support. Also, if you are a patron, you got to see our loot box that we'll be giving away this month. Yes. Now that we're in a new month.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. So keep a lookout on our Facebook page for that.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. It's what is it? Your loot box is no fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
I got some great stuff in there. Great prizes.
Good prizes. You guys are going to love it.
Like, usually you get loot boxes and they're full of like this little garbage up here that you're never going to do anything with.
Yeah.
Real useful stuff in there. Really good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So stay tuned for that contest. Excuse me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Rude. You're gross.
I am super gross. So let's get out of here. For episode 74, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
I'm Charles.
I'm Lorenzo. We'll be right back.